From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Obama administration says Iran violated a UN Security Council resolution last week when it launched a medium-range missile that could be used to deliver a nuclear weapon. NPR's Scott Horsley explains that has not stopped the president from defending his nuclear agreement with Iran.
President Obama argues the nuclear deal is designed to address a particular problem by preventing Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. Obama told a White House news conference that does not resolve other complaints. He says the U.S. will continue to put pressure on Iran through the U.N. and other venues to show there are costs for bad behavior.
But we're not going to do that more effectively if they're also on a separate track pursuing a nuclear weapon.
U.N. Ambassador Samantha Power says the U.S. has concluded that Iran violated U.N. rules last week by testing a ballistic missile that was inherently capable of delivering a nuclear weapon. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The state of Oklahoma now says it will not execute inmates till at least 2016. As Jacob McClelland of member station KGOU reports, all executions will be on hold during an investigation into how the state received the wrong lethal injection drug last month.
As part of a deal between death row inmates and the state, Oklahoma must wait at least 150 days after the investigation's findings are delivered to the inmates' attorneys before an execution date can be set. The inmates will then have a two-week period to move to reopen their challenge to the state's lethal injection protocol. The investigation stems from the scheduled execution of Richard Glossop on September the 30th. The governor issued a stay hours before he was supposed to die when officials discovered they received the wrong drug. An investigation by the Oklahoman newspaper later revealed the state used the same wrong drug in the January execution of Charles Warner. For NPR News, I'm Jacob McClelland in Norman, Oklahoma.
Lawyers for the family of a 12-year-old black youth who was carrying a pellet gun when he was shot and killed by a white police officer are calling for a special prosecutor to take over the investigation. Attorneys for the family of Tamir Rice contend the current probe has been tainted by the public release of two expert reports claiming the shooting was justified. Tamir's mother, Samaria Rice, says she also thinks the current county prosecutor, Tim McGinty, needs to go.
I am very disappointed in the way Timothy McGinty is handling this case. I would like for him to step down and allow an independent prosecutor to take over Tamir Rice's case.
An attorney for the family says prosecutors have difficulty in being objective when it comes to cases of police misconduct. The boy was shot by police after someone reported a man waving a gun in a city rec center. The manufacturing sector took another hit for a second straight month. According to the Federal Reserve, output from the nation's factories fell a tenth of a percent last month, following an even bigger drop the previous month. An up end of the week for Wall Street, the Dow gained 74 points today to close at 17,215. This is NPR. A gunman has killed five people in an attack on a Shiite Muslim meeting hall in Saudi Arabia. According to Saudi TV, a person described as being in his 20s opened fire with an automatic weapon. The assault is likely to raise tensions in the kingdom's largely Shiite eastern province. The Islamic State is already taking responsibility in a statement posted online. The gunman was shot dead by police. The Islamic State has launched several attacks in recent months, including an attack by a suicide bomber in August that killed 15 people. The remains of an Appalachian Trail hiker who went missing in Maine more than 2 years ago are believed to have been found. The Maine Warden Service does not suspect foul play in the death of Geraldine Largay. Maine Public Radio's Patty White reports.
66-year-old Geraldine Largay of Tennessee was last seen on July 22, 2013. She planned to hike on a rugged trail to meet her husband the next day, but she never made it. John McDonald of the Maine Warden Service says he's confident that remains discovered Wednesday about 3,000 feet from the trail belong to Largay.
The scene included skeletal remains and several pieces of clothing and belongings consistent with items known to be in Largay's possession.
McDonald says the state medical examiner will make a positive identification in the coming weeks. For NPR News, I'm Patty White.
The final U.S. Airways flight is making its last trip journey between Philadelphia and San Francisco today. Flight 1939, named for the airline's founding year, left Philadelphia International Airport today. After stops in North Carolina, Phoenix, and San Francisco, it will return as a red-eye back to Philadelphia arriving tomorrow. All future flights will fly under the American Airlines banner. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.